Kent, Breitbart predicted Europe's chaotic illegal migrant flood 10 years ago. By Simon Kent on August 26, 2025. In the last week of August 2015, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, alone and without consultation, beckoned over a million asylum seekers to cross the border into Germany with few checks and less questions asked. They didn't stop there. In the decades since millions of illegal migrants had flooded Europe and fanned out into every country on the continent and onwards across the English Channel by boat to the UK. It is an unprecedented surge of undulating mass migration. A demographic nightmare not just for Germany but for the broader European Union, EU, as well. Who could have predicted that unintended consequence after Merkel issued her refrain? Wir schaffen das or we can do it while suspending EU rules and inviting no upper limit of migrants to Germany. Breitbart could, and did. Her words were a call to people the world over to rush to Germany, sparking an immigration crisis with all and sundry from a myriad of nations heading to Europe and its porous borders. In September 2015, I was sent to Hungary to meet and interview some of the illegals arriving in search of a new life at somebody else's expense. Even then the prospect of vast demographic shifts were being discussed even as I met young males from Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa in general and Somalians, Afghanis, Pakistanis, Yemenis, Turks, Iraqis, Syrians, Palestinians, Lebanese, Vietnamese, Bangladeshis, Egyptians, Tunisians, Venezuelans, Colombians, and self-described Roma diaspora claimants in particular. To name a few. They all just wanted to disappear into Europe before sending for their relatives. I did a series of stories and one that most defines the time involved standing on Keleti railway station in the capital Budapest and chatting to the arrivals before writing of my findings. I quickly surmised just what Europe was welcoming. They are young. They are fit. They clearly know what they want. They have no intention of staying and fighting in Syria. Instead, they have traveled overland through Lebanon, Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, Serbia and into Hungary. They say their last stop is Germany. None of them wants to stay in Hungary or any of the countries they have transited. As one, they see Germany as a future because Chancellor Angela Merkel told them so. Besides, Hungary police want to fingerprint them, check any travel documents and stop their progress as specified by EU regulations. Moving through the crowds of young men I met, two young men from Bangladesh. There were Pakistanis and Sudanese. I even met a family from Nepal. Syrians are the highest number, followed by Iraqis and some Jordanians. All of the arrivals were holding phones they were gifted, dressed in new clothes, grasping handouts and given accommodation alternatives, all while eating free, donated food. Some even tried to sell me their gratis cell phones, at a price. All free, as paid for by taxpayers in the countries they were using, but not before the people smugglers got their share. The reason they were leaving the Hungary capital and not staying was simple. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban was and remains a fierce critic of Europe's policy of mass migration, predicting in 2015 it was logical that Europe's enemies, radical Islamists, would send terrorists in with the migrant wave, as Breitbart News reported. All of them present a security threat because we don't know who they are. If you allow thousands or millions of unidentified persons into your house, the risk of terrorism will significantly increase. Orban had previously lashed out against pro-migration activists and groups, specifically taking aim at his fellow countryman George Soros, a billionaire whose Open Society foundations finance almost every large pro-migration think tank and pressure group in the Western world. What has happened since then? As if anyone doubts the answer to that question. The flood tide of illegal aliens kept on coming. All looking for free accommodation, free clothes, free health care, and basically, all the free stuff they can get their hands on. How many are there? Well, nobody knows that. In the UK alone, the British government has admitted it has no idea whether over 150,000 legal migrants who entered the country on social care visas are still in the UK or not, as Breitbart News reported. As Breitbart News reported from Budapest in 2015, nobody knows how many more are to follow across the Mediterranean, although it could be the predicted uncountable millions. This is the future that awaits Europe today, just as it was predicted on this site a decade ago. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to Skent at Breitbart.com.